How you doing? Welcome back to the In the Zone podcast. My name is Logan Riley, and we are going to be talking about a ton of subjects in the world of baseball, including news and just crazy stuff that happens. I want to start today with Yoenis Cespedes rolling into spring training with tricked out trikes and just absolutely crazy cars. Taking a look at some of these pictures that he has, it's like, I'm trying to explain it. It's a three-wheeled trike that has the front of a car, and these are just amazing. They're called it's a tricked-out Polaris slingshot three-wheeled motorcycle, and he's just got some of the craziest cars. He shows up every single day with a new car, and the one thing that I have to wonder about is he buying the cars? Is he renting them? He's rolling up into practices in Lamborghini Aventadors. So let's see. Debut at Mets camp was Sunday. He drove up in a $32,000 car for MSRP with $30,000 worth of customization. Then Tuesday, he rolls up in a $21,000 trike with $40,000 worth of customizations. Then on Wednesday, he rolls up in a car worth $400,000 or more with $80,000 worth of customizations done to it. The Lamborghini Aventador. He's coming up the next day, Thursday, in an Alfa Romeo 8C, and that retails for $250,000. He's got a Jeep Wrangler with $80,000 worth of customizations. He's got multiple Polaris slingshots. So, Yoenis Cespedes, props, man. Props for being an example to the rest of us in luxury. Yoenis Cespedes signing with the Mets, I think, is a great trade for the Mets. But Yoenis Cespedes has always been a very flashy player. He always loves the bling. I think, to quote a Mets radio announcer, and there's Cespedes in center field again, looking like he got dressed in the dark, because he would show up with neon yellow arm sleeves and everything. So let's go into some transactions that happened in the past week. The Rangers reached out to Ian Desmond, and they signed him, which is a pretty nice addition to the Rangers lineup, adding him a shortstop, a left fielder. Age 30, he's got some room to grow as a player. Decent player all around. In 2015, he played 156 games, which is a lot of games. Batted .233, 19 home runs, had a .674 on-base percentage, which is quite a lot, which means he walks a decent amount. So I think that's going to be a good trade for the Rangers, because as Elvis Andrus is aging and as the Rangers are starting to get a more older team, I think they're going to need to bring in some players that are able to have a little versatility, have a couple more years left in them, can come in and just kind of get some base hits. The Rangers are in a rebuilding era. They used to be a very nice team where they would be able to field teams that were great, but then they just kind of traded away all their players at the wrong times, because as soon as they traded them away, they realized, wow, these players are good. So the Rangers are kind of wanting him to fill the Josh Hamilton spot with left field. And he will be starting the season on the DL, because he did get injured towards the end of the season. But I think that he might be a decent pickup. And Shane Victorino is going to the Cubbies. Shane Victorino is a decent player. He was pretty solid with the Phillies during the beginning of his career, but now he's aging. He's starting to get traded around. But I don't think it's really going to matter as much, because they did sign him to the minors, minor league deal at the age of 35. It's got to be a little tough for Shane because he is used to being just this great player, high prospect kind of player. But he is kind of going to be put into the lower ranks. He's not as good as he used to be. Only played 71 games last year in the outfield. He batted .230, only had one home run, 7 RBI, so he really wasn't producing as much as he used to be able to. He's kind of aging. But I think the real thing that we need to go to is the Cubs roster. I think the Cubs are going to be able to put together a really nice team this year because they've been making a lot of trades, and I've been following the Cubs for a while, but they've been making a lot of trades so far, and I think that with a couple more tweaks, the Chicago Cubs are going to basically be like the new Mets, where they are taking tons of different players and they're putting them together to form this team of ragtag people that just kind of works. So I'm going to kind of go down the roster that they have, starting with the pitchers. Jake Arrieta, great pitcher. They're paying him $3.6 million to just go out there and get the job done, which he usually does. Dallas Buehler, not too familiar with him. He's kind of like a lower pitcher. He's going to probably be a five-man in that starting rotation. I think where the Cubs need work is in their pitching. They do have John Lester, who they're paying $20 million for some reason to go out and play baseball. He's 32. He's still got some stuff. He's got a nice little cutter that he uses. He works with a good fastball. And another notable pitcher that the Cubs will have in their starting rotation is, I'm going to really mess up this name, Toyusei Wada, who they're paying $4 million. He's out of Japan. He's 35. He's a little older. Really short for a pitcher. He's only 5'11". He isn't really the largest pitcher. He is a lefty. He does bat lefty and throw lefty. But he's kind of short, which may limit his vocabulary, or not vocabulary, his velocity. And these pitchers are going to be throwing to the catchers, Miguel Montero out of Venezuela. He's getting paid $12 million. And he's actually quite short for a baseball player, too, only 5'11". But I think that Miguel Montero is a decent player. He's only 32. He's got some room to grow with the team. He's pretty reliable, as I know. And, you know, he gets the job done. Not the best, really, offensively, but he's a good all-around kind of shortstop. David Ross, he's 38. He's just kind of going out there and having fun. $2.5 million. He is just kind of going to get the job done. He has been in with the Cubs for a little while now. He's kind of transitioning a lot of players into the clubhouse. And I think that they're going to be able to get maybe another year or two out of David Ross. I'm not sure exactly how he's going to do, but I do know that he had a pretty decent season last year. Not the numbers that you would really love out of David Ross, but he could have done a lot worse. Let's go down to the infielders. Some notable ones being Chris Bryant at third base, Anthony Rizzo at first base. Anthony Rizzo is an electric player, and I think a big signing that's going to make a really big impact for the Cubs is Ben Zobrist, the second baseman, because him and the Cubs manager go way back to when they were on the Rays. And I think that since they have that kind of mesh together, that Ben Zobrist is going to know where his place is. He's going to go out. He's going to most likely produce as he has in previous years. Because last season, regular season, he batted 276, Postseason, he batted .303. So he goes out and he puts up decent numbers. He puts up numbers that are adequate. He's not a superstar. At the age of 34, he's not going to grow into this amazing player for the next 12 years. But he just goes out and he kind of gets the job done, slowly but surely. In the outfield, left fielder Chris Coughlin, pretty good player. He, I think, will be pretty decent this season. It's really tough to see how players are going to be during the regular season because we just don't know, because there were a lot of trades. I think this year, this offseason was one of the most exciting off seasons to pay attention to. You had some great deals, the Greinke deal. You have teams like the Cubs and the Diamondbacks being normally teams that you don't even consider to be playoff contenders going out and possibly, I think the Cubs have a chance of taking it this year. The Diamondbacks have a great team that they can put together. And if you want to learn more about the Diamondbacks, go check out the first episode of the podcast, because we did cover the Diamondbacks in that episode. But they've got people like Kyle Schwarber, who I believe was a catcher when he came up, but since they have Miguel Montero and David Ross, they made him into a left fielder. And I think the funniest thing in the entire world is to see Kyle Schwarber dive. It is hysterical. He just kind of flops. And then, of course, you got Jason Hayward. Pretty young player. Nice speed on the bases. They're paying him a lot of money, $8.8 million to go out and produce. So only time will tell if he will be able to produce for the Cubs the way that they really want him to do. I think the Cubs and the Diamondbacks, and I think the Mets as well, will be teams that you want to pay attention to this season in terms of trades, in terms of signings. Bartolo Colon came to the Mets. Cespedes came back to the Mets. A lot of big, big signings. And the Athletics and the Cubs actually had another trade a couple days ago. Chris Coughlin was acquired, and Aaron Brooks was traded from the Cubs, Chris Coughlin, to the Cubs. The Blue Jays signed Dominic Brown. Dominic Brown is a decent player. He's not really great. He, in 2015, he only played 63 games, which is nothing. In those 63 games, he batted .228. That's nothing spectacular. 5 home runs, 25 RBIs, .634 on base. At the age of 28, I think he needs to be a little more developed than what he's really showing in order to prolong his career. I don't think that Dominic Brown is going to be a great addition to the team. He's just not really developed. He was never the best with the Phillies. He kind of moved around a little bit, and it's we're gonna see what's gonna happen. So I was going to say that the Orioles signed Dexter Fowler, but during contract negotiations, the Orioles didn't sign Dexter Fowler. The Cubs actually ended up re-signing Dexter Fowler. The deal with Baltimore fell through, and he decided he wanted to go back to the Cubs. 156 games, he played almost every game. Got a one-year contract in the outfield, age 29. He's got some speed, got some power, 17 home runs last year. I think he's going to be a good all-around player for the Cubs, and will add to that team that really is going to do something this year. And Jimmy Rollins, the shortstop, the age of 37, is getting picked up back by the White Sox. Not sure if he has anything left. He did play a lot of games last season, but he didn't hit like himself. And I think his career is starting to kind of fall and not be as strong as it used to be. So we will have to see what he will really bring. But we've got some more stories to talk about today. So we are going to take a short little break for a note from our sponsor. I'm just kidding. We don't have sponsors here. So we are going to talk about some games that are coming up this week, because this week starts pretty much the games for spring training. Have the Phillies on the 28th. They're going to be facing off against some colleges. First couple days are, you know, just some normal college games. You're going to have Boston up against Boston College. Nothing too crazy there. But March 1st is when we start having some real games that will be played. We're going to have Baltimore, Atlanta, Detroit, Pittsburgh, Toronto versus Philly, Cincinnati versus Cleveland. Miami is going to play Miami, and Arizona will play Arizona. I think the game of March 1st will probably be the Pittsburgh-Detroit game or the Baltimore-Atlanta game. There are no pitchers or really anything entered in for those days. But, you know, it's spring training. Everyone just kind of goes out. They play two or three innings. Pitchers don't go far at all. They go out and they just kind of play. Then on March 2nd, pretty much most of the teams have games that on this day. You got the Yankees playing Detroit. You've got the Tigers are doing a split squad game, so they will have half their team at one field and half their team at another. Half the team playing the Yankees, half the team playing Pittsburgh, Atlanta, Baltimore, Minnesota, Boston, Washington versus Tampa Bay, Philadelphia, Toronto, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Los Angeles versus San Francisco. You got the Battle of California. And we've got Texas, Kansas City, Arizona, Colorado, San Diego versus Seattle, St. Louis versus College, and Milwaukee versus College. So, guys, the season is here. The season is now. And we will be covering it all right here on the In the Zone podcast. So, guys, make sure you hit the subscribe to us on iTunes if you're listening there, or if you're listening directly to us through our RSS feed. But, yeah, guys, thank you so much for listening in today. We will be back next week to take a look at all of the top subjects in baseball. As you know, I am Logan Riley, and I'm signing out.